Hey, good morning, and welcome to the Seven Figure Service Business Podcast. My name is John Stevenson. And guys, I want to talk to you about building your commercial route with Smart Service. So I was talking to one of my students this morning, and he's got his routes inside of Customer Factor, which is a great software. And I've talked to the owner, Steve, who's a great guy. And so right now, you know, it's a CRM. Basically, you can use Customer Factor for running your entire business, but I prefer Smart Service for running the commercial division, and I prefer House Call Pro to running my residential division. I like them separated because things run smoother for me, smoother for my teams, and I'm able to make more money and scale easier. And so that to me is really important because most of us will be fine with a CRM making a couple hundred grand a year. But for those of us that want to kill it, knock it out of the park, you know, build a business that's multi-millions every year, you're going to need to be a little bit more specialized. Okay. You're going to need to organize yourself a little bit better than you would if you were a smaller operation. So the guy I'm talking to wants to get his business to at least $1 million, and you know, $1 million a year. And he's right now he's doing about 300 grand. So not bad, but he's got all of his business in Customer Factor, both his residential and his commercial. And all of his guys, his crews, they base their whole schedule is off of the CRM. They log into Customer Factor and he kind of runs everything from there. And anyway, so he was asking me, he says, hey, well, what, you know, should I keep everything in Customer Factor for right now until I build up my commercial routes, you know, and then throw them together? And I just told him, hey, I understand, you know, you already got business coming in, and you know, switching software, switching CRMs is never fun. I'll just tell you that right now. But I promise you it is bigger headache when your business is much bigger and much more profitable, and you wish that you could go back to when you first started and when you wish you could change the foundation. So I would say better late than never, but do it before you get even bigger. So he's planning on tripling his business. So yes, I would switch it over, even though it's a pain, and it will be a pain, and I understand it. But once he switched over into Smart Service, he's going to switch all his commercial jobs in there. Then he can just go out and he can start knocking doors, start talking to people, and start sliding in a bunch of new commercial accounts like every day. And you can just slide them into this software. And yeah, it might be hard in the beginning, but after a while, he's going to be printing out an entire list for that week and just handing it to a technician, and the technician will know what to do. And then he can just literally build that thing up to 100 grand a year and then just start another route and throw everything in that route and print everything out for the next technician. Like, that is, it's going to be so much easier for him, and he's going to be able to grow this to $1 million a year just for his commercial division. You know, he could do 10 routes, $1 million a year very easily, and net at least $500,000 for himself. And everything will be run out of Smart Service. It's so easy, guys. I'm telling you, if you're looking at growing your business to hundreds of thousands of dollars, even millions of dollars a year, please consider the foundation and how you organize your business in the beginning, because I promise it will make life easier for you. Make life easier for your staff that you're going to hire to run things. I'm telling you, if you could grow a window cleaning business that's $10 million, half of it residential and half of it commercial, and if you have it set up in the right software, it's going to make it peanuts, right? I mean, if I'm doing a $500,000, you know, I only got 5 routes going on in my commercial software, I'm printing those work orders out. Then I don't even have to think about it. The work orders have everything on there, all the information. You just literally print it out for the whole week and give it to the technician and say, go have at it. And they get it done and they love it because their schedule is flexible. Okay. And your staff will love it because that's all they have to do. They literally will print it out. And then at the end of the week, they will batch them all with one button into QuickBooks. And then invoice everyone and charge everyone's card. Like, it's that simple. Okay. As far as As far as House Call Pro for my residential division, I like it because I can just throw stuff in the schedule, kind of like what I used to do back in the day when I did everything with my Google Calendar, and you know, it would be shared with my technicians, you know, with their Gmail accounts. But this is a little bit more professional because it's done all within an app. So all the scheduling is done within the app. The customers are text about their upcoming appointment, and they're also sent a text message when you guys are actually driving over, so they can see you en route. So that's pretty cool. And then your technicians can accept credit card. They can accept payment right then and there. Okay, and you can see the money going into your bank account because most of it's going to be by credit card anyways. So it's nice because you don't have to worry about accounts receivable anymore. I used to have to deal with accounts receivable all the time on the residential, and I never should have. Now the money just flows in. And whenever the technicians do the job, they finish the job and they get it paid, and it goes through the software and it pops into my bank account, and then I just make a journal entry in QuickBooks, and that's it. And so that way I keep everything on the residential side because that's very scheduled, that's very rigid, and it's for my W-2 employees that drive my commercial vans. Whereas the commercial guys, they're driving their own vehicles and they're just carrying a bunch of work orders in their pocket, and they just take care of the work. And they're flexible and they're happy. So it's two different lifestyles for each technician, but they're both making great money. So anyways, just think about that. That's what I recommend. Payroll is easier too. I mean, obviously, if everything's divided up in the same percentage, then that's easy because all my commercial is just a straight 40%. So I can literally just look at the last week and say, all right, 40% of that, that's his check. Okay. I can look in House Call Pro and look at all of the money that we made in 1 week or 2 weeks, you know, for my W-2 employees, tally it all up. Let's say it's $7,000. I say, all right, 7,000 times 32%. That's how much I give those two technicians. You know, the lead guy gets 17% and the other guy gets 15%. It's that simple. Okay. And then literally you have a system set up. You have your employees taking care of stuff. Now you can just crank up all of the other advertising and marketing efforts so that you can just fill their schedules and then hire more crews and fill their schedules and just keep doing it with the same system. That's what makes it easier. It really does make things easier. And I promise you, just take the time in the beginning to set your foundation up right for your business, and you will be grateful. You will be grateful, especially as you get bigger and bigger and bigger. You'll be like, wow, how would this be if this was all unorganized, or this is just all of it was in one software? You know, CustomerFactor is a great software, but I don't think it's awesome at everything. It's okay, but House Call Pro is awesome for residential, and Smart Service is awesome for commercial. Okay. So don't use software that's okay for everything and not great at anything. Use software that's really good at one thing. Okay. And your life will be easier, and you can grow your business and not work any more hours. Okay. All right. I hope you guys are enjoying your day. Yesterday we had like a half a foot of snow fall here in Carson Valley. So it was pretty awesome. The kids went out and played in it for a little bit. And it's nice to actually have winter because it has been a long summer and a nice warm fall, which has been nice, but we're looking forward to the snow too. So for those of you that like snow, anyways, thanks for listening, guys. Have a great day.